Okay, today's daf is Brachos daf Yud Ches. We are holding on daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We're at the very end of the page in daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the end of the page. So today's shiur is once again sponsored by David Ham in honor of his wife Margie, and by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So again, we're holding three lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we were in the middle of the discussion about whether Mesim know what's going on in this world. So we're going to bring another Raya in that discussion. Then the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about speaking Lashon Hara, about Talmidei Chachamim, or about people in general who have already passed away, and why that's a very inappropriate thing to do. The Gemara is then going to discuss how many places there are in Shas where we put someone in Nidui over the issue of Kavod Harav, where we find that someone shows a lack of respect for the Divrei Chachamim, for the Rabbanon, and as a result of that, we put them in a Nidui, which is a kind of Cherim. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to go into some of the details about Kriya Shema during a Levaya, and who's Chayiv and who's Pater, those who are on the inside and on the outside. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to get into the Sugya of Kavod HaBrios, where apparently we can ignore Dinim D'Rabbanan for the sake of Kavod HaBrios, but not Dinim D'Oraisa. And we're going to bring many rayas about when we say that Gadol Kavod HaBrios Shadoches Los HaSeisha B'Torah, and when do we say that Kavod HaBrios is not Dochel Los HaSeisha B'Torah, but rather Ein Chachmein Tvuna Ve'Neitza L'Neged Hashem, that Hashem's Kavod comes before anybody else's Kavod, and therefore we cannot violate Isurim just because of the Kavod of a human being. So that's going to be the Sugya Ve'ezras Hashem on Amud Beis. So let's begin. Va'af Rabbi Yonasan Hadar Bey. Three lines from the bottom of the page. So says the Gemara, we discussed yesterday that the sheet of Rabbi Yonasan is that Mesim don't know anything that's going on down here in this world. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonasan changed his mind. Va'af Rabbi Yonasan Hadar Bey. Da'am Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Am Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin LeMesim Shemesaprim Ze Im Ze. How do we know that Mesim converse with each other? Shinem Rabbi Yom Rashem loves those. What does Lemar add? That Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Emor Lahem LaAvram LeYitzchak LeYaakov, go and report back to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who obviously have long since been deceased, Shavua Shenishbati Lechem, that the promise that I made to you, the swear that I made, that I'm going to give Eretz Yisrael to your descendants, Kvar Kiyamti Levnechem, that it has now been fulfilled with your descendants, with your offspring. Now, clearly, at the time that he's going to say this to them, the Kibush Haaretz has not yet happened, right? The Marsha points out, if Moshe is the one that's reporting it, and Moshe Rabbeinu never made it into Eretz Yisrael, so it's not yet true that they've already gotten Eretz Yisrael, but nevertheless, since they already got Eretz Sichon Va'og, which is a part of Eretz Yisrael, and Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu, he got to look at the great expanse of all of Eretz Yisrael, so it's considered as if it was already kavush, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to report this to the Avos. But that's what he was told is his job, his responsibility to report to the Avos. But wait a second, Vishal Kadai Techtlo Yadi. If you're going to say that Mesim have no idea what's going on in this world, Kiyamalu Mayhavi, what does it help to tell them this? How is Rabbi Yonasan going to explain the Pasuk? It must be that Rabbi Yonasan changed his mind and he holds that Mesim do know what's going on in this world. L'chora, it's not such a great raya. You could have said that the Mesim don't know what's going on in this world, but other people who died since then will go and tell them what's going on in the world. So it could be the Avos didn't know what was going on in the world, but Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell them about it. So the Marsha explains that's only according to one of the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, who learns that Mesim don't know what's going on in this world based on the Pasuk of Yichabdu Bana V'lo Yeda. So that's why we're Docha the Raya, and we say that they don't know on their own, but other people could tell them. But according to Rabbi Yonasan, he derives the fact that Mesim don't know what's going on in the world from a different Pasuk. Mesim Einam Yodim Me'uma. They don't know anything, and it's not Shaykh that they could know anything. So we're not going to be able to say the same answer that someone could tell them. If it's Mesim Einam Yodim Uma, then there's no telling them, there's no teaching them. You can't tell someone who has no capacity to know anything. So that's why the Gemara's Kasha is a Kasha, that it seems that Rabbi Yonasan changed his mind. Selaman Elamai Diyadi says, but what's the alternative over here? That they do know what's going on in the world, and then Moshe Rabbeinu is told, go report it to the Avos? If they know everything that's going on in the world, why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to report it to the Avos? They already know. To give them the opportunity opportunity to say thank you to Moshe for leading their children out of Mitzrayim and getting them to the doorstep of Eretz Yisrael. So yes, they know already, but that interaction is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to happen, that they should have Hakaras HaTov to Moshe Rabbeinu for leading Klal Yisrael. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Kalam Asad. So that's the end of the discussion about whether Mesim know, although it's going to come up again in this context. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Kalam Asapar Akreya Mes, Kilam Asapar Akreya Evan. If you speak Lashon Hara about someone who's already dead, so it's like you're speaking about a rock. Meaning there's no, it doesn't have any effect. Ikeda Amri, what does it mean it has no effect? Some say Delo Yadi, that they don't know what you're saying anyway. The Ikeda Amri Di Yadi V'loch Belahu, they know exactly what you're saying, they just don't care because it doesn't affect them in any way. So frankly, Gemara Eini, is that true that Mason don't know that people are speaking Lashon Hara about them? V'amarav Papa Chadishtai Milsa Basrei Di Mar Shmuel. One time there was a guy that spoke Lashon Hara about Mar Shmuel after he died, and right after that, V'nafal Kanya Mitalula U'bazala, like a beam came down from the roof and it smacked him right in the head and cracked his skull open. So apparently that was like Min HaShemayim. That wasn't a coincidence. That as soon as he starts speaking terrible things about Mar Shmuel, that apparently Mar Shmuel up in Shemayim, you know, let him have it for doing something like that. So it says Mar Shaini Tzor Mirabana Dukuchu Bruchu Tava Biyakre. Now that's not Mar Shmuel knowing it. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu knowing it. That when you have a Tzor Mirabana, when you have a Talmud Chacham, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Taveya, the honor of the Talmud Chacham. So that's why the person suffered. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, once we're on the topic of speaking Lashon Hara about those who have passed away, anyone who speaks about Talmid Chacham after they've already died, and he talks about the Averos that they did, so he should, instead of thinking that they've done tshuva and no longer talking about those Averos, Novel Begehenim, that person who speaks in such a way is going to fall into Gehenim. Shenemar, Pasuk says, V'amatim ha'kal kolosam yolichim Hashem es parle aven shalom al Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do good to the Tovim and the Yesharim, but the matim ha'kal kolosam of the Tovim and the Yesharim, those who try to interpret everything that the Tovim and the Yesharim did in a negative way and only speak Lashon Hara about people who were Tovim and Yesharim, then afilu b'shal shalom al Yisrael, even when the Tzadikim are already gone, so there's no more quarreling, there's no more fighting about it. Tzaddikim aren't able to pick fights with these people, aren't able to respond to these people. So there's Shalom Al Yisrael in the sense that these people have unfettered access to the Lashon Hara that they want to say because no one's going to stop them, no one's going to stand in their way. Yolichim Hashem as Paalei Oven. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Toveya for the cover of the Talmud Chacham, and he's going to send these Rishayim to Gehenim. The Marsha explains that Rabbi Shimon Levi changes the Lashon a little bit. I mean, previously we said that anyone is misaper achrei hames. When it comes to the Talmud Chacham, we say misaper achrei mitasan shel Talmud Chacham. We don't say achrei hames. So the Marsha says, because of what we discussed the other day, that tzaddikim af b'misasam are kriyim chayim. So when we're talking about speaking ill of Talmud Chacham, we would not say misaper achrei hames, even if they're already deceased, because even b'misasam, they're called chayim. In the Chafetz Hashem, one of the achronim, he says, Rabbi Shimon Levi is trying to tell us that it's not only if you're megana Talmud Chacham b'chayiv, where it's a terrible chilul Hashem that cannot be fixed, but even if you're Magana Lacharmosa, where you would think it's not such a big deal because it's Kilo Misapar Achrei Evan, it doesn't really affect him at all. No, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Toveya the Kavod of that person. So Tanu Dvei Rabbi Ishmael, Imri Isa Talmud Chacham Shavar Avera B'layla, Al Tahar Achrav B'yom. If you see a Talmud Chacham did an Avera at night, so by the daytime you should no longer think of him that he's still a Rasha, that he's still an Avarian. Why? Shema Asa Tshuva. Because by morning time he may have already done Tshuva for that Avera. Says Mar, Shema Salkadaitach, maybe he did tshuva? No, Elavadai also tshuva. If he's a Talmud Chacham, then for sure by morning time he did tshuva, and that's why you should no longer think badly of him the next day if he did the Avera at night. Rabbeinu Yonah writes this way in Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Aleph of Shari Tshuva, Oz Gimel, quotes this Bryce, and he says, V'lo yimatzei ichur ha-tshuva zulasi ba'amei ha-aretz. That it's specifically a quality of amei ha-aretz that they delay doing tshuva. Asher him yishenim shochvim v'lo yashivu ha-levavam v'lo das v'lo tvunu lahem l'maher li'imaleit al-nafsham. People who aren't doing the cheshbon ha-nefesh, who aren't assessing their behavior on a consistent basis, so they're unlikely to do tshuva. But you have a Talmud Chacham, someone who's constantly assessing what he's done and how he's behaving and how he is handling things. So such a person is very likely to do tshuva very quickly. Now, when the Braisa says Talmud Chacham's Avra Avera Belayla, the Iyun Yaakov points out that it's coming to tell us that it's dafka if he does it Belayla. Belayla means Beseser. He does it secretly where no one sees. So people didn't see, and therefore no one has to see the tshuva. So that's when you can assume he did tshuva. But if he did an Avera Befarhesia, then he needs to do tshuva Befarhesia as well. And if he failed to do tshuva Befarhesia for an Avera Befarhesia, then you're allowed to assume that he he's still an Avarian. You only assume that he's Vadayasa tshuva if the Avera was secret, then you could assume the tshuva was secret as well, since it wasn't this massive Chil Hashem that was publicized, so he doesn't need to do the tshuva in as public a way. The old joke that they say, Rav Shechter used to tell us, is that if you see a Talmud Chacham doing Avera Belayla, so don't be Ma'arach Rav Yom, because Vadayasa tshuva, he probably wrote a tshuva explaining why everything he did is mutter already, that people have the ability to explain away all their behaviors. V'hani mili b'dvarim shebegufo. But this is only when it comes to matters that relate to him. Aval b'mamona, but when it comes to averos like gezel, stealing from other people, adam ahadu l'mare, you don't just assume tshuva. Tshuva means he's got to return the money. Till he returns the money, tshuva is not going to help at all when it comes to dine mamonos. Chassam Sofer says that he's never seen a Talmud Chacham that's a ganav or a gazlan. What does it mean? He's never seen a Talmud Chacham. He's never seen someone who knows Torah that's a ganav or a gazlan. We've all seen Talmud Chachamim, or people who seem to know a lot of Torah, that behave in ways that are unbecoming. So Chassam Sofer says, no, it's a disqualifying feature, meaning everyone does averos. Even great Talmid Chachamim sometimes do averos. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Bava Basra that there are four people in history that never did averos. Okay, so you have Binyamin and Kilov and Yishai, whatever. So you have a few people that never did averos. But so everyone does averos. But certain averos, if a person does those averos, that automatically disqualifies them from being a Talmud Chacham. Says the Chassam Sofer, Ganav and Gazlan is among those averos. That automatically, he says, I've never seen a Talmud Chacham do Gnev or Gzela, because then he's not a Talmud Chacham. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. You don't have to assume that Asa Tshuva, meaning even though he might have returned the money, the assumption that the person did Tshuva is only when he's Talmud Chacham. But if he did that avera, then he's not a Talmud Chacham, and therefore you no longer have to make that assumption about the person. We find 24 places where Bezin put someone in Nidui. The Gemara in 3rd Paragraph of Katan talks about three different types of Cherim that we put a person in. There's Cherim, there's Nidui, there's Shamta, but all of them have in common that they're all basically a curse that the person should die. It's like this very, very forceful curse against the person. So we have 24 places where Bezin put someone in Nidui for a lack of Kavod HaRav, for failure to honor the Rabbanan, and they're all in Mishnayos. It's all documented in Mishnayos. Amalei Rabbi Lazar, Heicha. So Rabbi Lazar says to Rabbi Shimon Levi, Where are the 24 Mishnayos about Beis and putting someone in Nidoy about Kavod HaRav? So Amalei L'chitishkach, you go and do your research and you find it. So Nafak Dak V'Ashkach Tlas. He went, he did his research, he learned all Shisha Siri Mishnah, and he came up with three examples, not 24, three examples where Beis and put someone in Nidoy as a result of a failure in Kavod HaRav. And they are Hamizalzal bin Netilas Yadayim, someone who's Mizalzal in the Takanas Chachamim of Netilas Yadayim, and therefore it's considered a failure in Kavod HaRav when a person is not careful about Netilas Yadayim before eating bread. Vamisabarach Mitasan Shil Tamil Chachamim, someone who disrespects and speaks ill of Tamil Chachamim after they pass away. And Vamegas Daito Klape Maila. And we find the third Mishnah that's going to discuss someone who speaks disrespectfully directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the way that he davens, he's speaking disrespectfully. So one by one, Hamisapar Achar Mitasan Shel Tamid Chachamim Maihi. What is the case of Misapar Achar Mitasan Shel Tamid Chachamim? Ditnan, because that's a Mishnah Maseches Eduyos in the fifth parak where it says Hu Haya Omer. When it talks about Akavya Ben Malalel, it says that he used to say that Ein Mashkin Loas Hagiores VeLoas HaMeshuchreres, that you don't give the Mei Sota, the Sota waters, to a Giores who's accused of infidelity, nor to a Shivcha Kananis who has been freed and is now married a Yisrael, and now has had kinu and stira against her. The Chum and the Chum say, yes, you do, that there's no limitation on a Giyores and a Mishukhreres. So the Chum said to Hakavya, I'll prove to you that they're Mashkin, a woman as a Sota, even if she's a Giyores and Mishukhreres. Because Maisa, the Karkimis, there was a woman by the name of Karkimis, Shivcha Mishukhreres Yerushalayim, and she was a Shivcha who's Mishukhreres in Yerushalayim, and there was Kinoi and Stira her husband had against her, and they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, Vishkua Shmayev Aftalion, and Shmayev Aftalion gave her the Meisota. So don't you see that even for Meshacharis you give the Meisota? So Vamalahem Dugma Hishkua. So Akavya said, nah, Dugma Hishkua. What does Dugma Hishkua mean? So the way most of the Rishonim understand is that because Shmaya and Aftalion themselves were Gerim, so they wanted Gerim to be considered like Yisraelim Gemurim. They wanted to elevate the status of Gerim, so they did against the Halacha in order to treat her, she probably would have preferred not to be treated like it, but in order to treat her like a regular Yisrael, so Yisraelis, so they wanted to show that Gerim are just as good, and Gerim are on the same level of Yisraelim. Viniduhu, and they put a kavi in cherim for saying such a thing. You're saying that Shmaya and Aftalion went against the halacha, so that's a terrible lack of kavod rav. They went against the halacha because their own personal agenda, that they have an agenda that they want Gerim to be considered on a higher level. Umeis b'niduyo, and Akavya ben Mahalalel died in Nidui. V'saklu Beisdin Asarono, and Beisdin gave his aron skila. They stoned his coffin. Shmaya and Aftalion were Gerim. The Gemara in Maseches Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin and Beis, tells us that they were descendants of Sancheriv. So Rashi, that's what Rashi points out over here. That Rashi, there are those that say that Shmaya and Aftalion not only were descendants of Sancheriv and therefore descendants of Gerim, but they themselves were Gerim. Tos Yontif writes in the name of the Maharal that you can't say that because Shmaya was a Nasi and Aftalion was an Avbezdin, and the halacha is that a Ger is not allowed to be appointed to a position of Srara. You're not allowed to appoint a Ger to a position of authority and power over the community. Shmaya and Aftalion were in the two most powerful positions that the Jewish community had. So you have to say that they were B'nai Gerim, but he must say in Yisrael, but they weren't themselves actually Gerim. The Rosh Beitz in the Magen Avos points out that it could be that they were Gerim. Aye, how could it be that they were appointed to such a position? He says the psul of Gerim to such positions is only when there are Acherim Kamosam, when there are other qualified people. But Shmaya and Aftalion or Mishikma Milamaila, they were so much better than everybody else, so much more qualified than everybody else. So then it would be ridiculous to have other people in these positions if Shmaya and Aftalion were available. They were that much better. So that's why we were allowed to break the rules of Sarara in this case. But anyway, so that's case number one where we find that Bezin was Minada al Kavod Rav. Because here you have Akavya ben Malalel showing a lack of respect for Shmaya and Aftalion by saying Dugma Hishkua, that they were only Mashka the Sota because they wanted, because of their own personal agenda, and Bezin stoned Zaron. There is another interpretation of what Dugma Hishkua means. If you look at Tosfos, Dugma Hishkua, he says, Pirush Rashi, Fishai said, Gioris Kamosim Shayu Gerim, Chayim Mashmi Mishami Mai Katan, Mao Dugma de Kavse. But Aruch Piresh, Dugma Hishkua, Meitseva! Avalohayu marim amish. So it says Tosos that the Aruch says Dugma Shkua means they didn't give her real Mesota, that they just did a make-believe Mesota. They pretended to give her the Mesota. Not that they went against the Halacha, but they put on a show. They made it look like they were giving her the Mesota to make it look like she was a regular Jew and that a regular Meyuchas, and that she was not a Shivcha Mishukharis. The Ravid says, based on that, the Zilzel was that he was choshed that they did Shalok Adin, because you're not supposed to give, it's not a game. We don't make up fake things when we don't have the real thing. You don't give some sort of, so because especially because it could be Motzi Laza, the Me'amarim. Let's say you have someone who knows that she cheated on her husband and sees that this Me'amarim doesn't do anything to her, doesn't affect her in any way. Even if a woman has some sort of Zuchus, the Mishnayos and Sota say that if she has the Zuchus of Torah, that's by the way the other place in Shas where it comes up, that the woman's Zuchus in Torah, Nashim B'mezachyan, is on that context, in that context in the Gemara in Sota, where we talk about the Zuchus of Torah protecting her from the effects of of the Me'amarim. But all it does when it protects her is it does, she doesn't receive the bracha that it gives when she's innocent. It's just that she doesn't die right away, but she slowly deteriorates. So let's say a person knows that this woman's guilty and sees that nothing's happening. She's not even slowly deteriorating. He's going to say, you see, the Me'amarim is a joke. It doesn't work. So you can't give a fake Me'amarim. It's going to be multi-laz on the Me'amarim. So that's why the Akavya was speaking Lashon Hara about Shmaya Vavtali by saying such things. Another example, where we're menadal kavadarav, v'mezalzal b'netilas yadayim. Mayhi, what's the example of being mezalzal b'netilas yadayim? Titnan, amar Rabbi Yehuda, chas v'shalom sh'akavi ben malal nesnada. Rabbi Yehuda responds to this report that Akavi ben malal was put into cherim, and he says, chas v'shalom, she'en azar ninelis al kaldam Yisrael, b'chachmam b'tar b'yir s'cheit, k'akavi ben malal. On every Erev Pesach, the Jewish people would have to bring a Karban Pesach. Every family, or a couple of families, would have to bring Karban Pesach. So there were millions of Karbanos Pesach that were brought, and they did it in three shifts. So one shift would fill the whole Azara, then they would close the doors, and everyone else would have to wait outside for the next shift. So sometimes you were that last guy that didn't make it in. You know, you were the first one in the next shift. So the greatest person to ever be the first one in the next shift, have the doors close on his face and not make it in when he wanted to, was Akavi ben Malalel. He was Chachma B'tara B'yir Eschet. So you're going to say that they were Menadim, that he was put in Cherim? Can't be that such a person would have been put in Cherim. Ela Esmin Nidu. The Achron, by the way, deal with the question of why not? Meaning, sometimes you have really great people, but they do something that requires nidui. So we're not supposed to pay attention to their whole history when we figure it out. If they did something that requires nidui, then you put them in nidui. But the assumption Rabbi Yehuda makes is there's no way Akavi ben Malal would have been put in nidui. Elas mi nidu es el Ozer ben Chanoch shepik pek ben Atilas Yadayim. No, you want a story of who they put in nidui? It was el Ozer ben Chanoch who was mefak pek ben Atilas Yadayim. Atilas Yadayim was something to chamor misakein, and he didn't take it seriously. And when Elazar ben Chanoch died, Shalchu Bezin v'nichu Evan Gadol al Arono l'Lamedcha Shekol Masnada Meis b'Nidui Bezin Sokol Nesarono. They sent a big rock and they put it on his Aron, and that's to teach us the halacha that if a person is Meis b'Niduyo, that's how you're Sokol Nesarono. You put a giant rock on his Aron. It's Machlokas Rishonim whether that's how they do the Soklin Asarono, or in addition to being Soklin Asarono, they also put a big rock on the Aron as an indicator that that something was different over here. Megas Daito Klape Mailamahi. And then we had a third example where we put someone in Nidoy because of a lack of Kavod Rav, and that was a case of someone who spoke disrespectfully directly toward a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we find that? Ditanan, there's a Mishnah Maseches Tainis that Chonia Ma'agel davened for rain, and the rain started to drip, it started to drizzle, and he said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lokach Sha'alti El Gishme Boros Yichon Maros. I didn't ask for a drizzle, I asked for rain that's going to fill all the boros, that's going to fill all the sources of water that we draw water from. And then it started to pour, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo kach sha'alti el gishmei ratzon brachu nedava. That's not the kind of rain I asked for either. I want nice rain. You know, rain that's not going to be some terrible storm that's going to make our lives difficult, but rain that's just going to fill our boros. So Shalach lo b'shem ben shetach l'choni ma'agel. After Choni daven that way, Shem ben shetach sent a message to Choni ma'agel, Tzarech atal this nados. You belong in Nidoy for the way that you bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when you're davening, you're so specific. I want it this way, not that way. You're like a spoiled child. If not for the fact that you are choni, I would be gozer nidui against you. But what can I do? Every time you ask for anything, Hashem does it. Meaning, you're not speaking properly, but Hashem gives in to you anyway. It's like a child who's speaking disrespectfully to his father, and the father gives in to him every time like a spoiled child. So that pasuk in Mishlei applies to you, that you deserve nidui, but obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a soft spot for you. He thinks you have a lot of chayin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to you anyway. But you see that it deserves a nidui, that someone who's mezalzel in kavod harav, and over here kavod harav means kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam is deserving of Nidah. So those are the three examples. Says Gemara, but wait, there are supposed to be, we said we only found three in Mishnayos. So says Gemara, Suleka, are there no more that you can find in the Mishnayos? V'yika detami Rav Yosef. What about the Brisa with Rav Yosef? That says that Todos ish Romi, hineges b'nei Romi, lachin gediyah mekulasin b'leile p'sachim. Todos ish Romi got the people of Rome to eat on the Seder night gediyah mekulasin, roasted goats that were prepared the same way a Korban Pesach was prepared, even when we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. So Shaluch Hashem ben Shetach il moli todos hata gazar nialach nidui. And Hashem ben Shetach said, if not for the fact that you were todos, I would be gozer a nidui on you. Shata machil Yisrael, kachim b'chutz. You're being machil klal Yisrael, kachim, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Anyone who sees that you're roasting this like you roast a Korban Pesach is going to think it is a Korban Pesach, and they're going to think it's mutter to eat kachim outside of the Mikdash. And he wanted to be put him in nidui for that. How is that covered a rav? It's covered a rav because the Gemara Maseches Beitza on Daf Chav Beis and Beis tells us that the Chacham made a takana not to eat a gedi shalem tzalui on Leil Pesach. You're not allowed to eat a whole roasted animal, an animal that was roasted whole on Leil Pesach, because it looks like you're eating kachim b'chutz. So he was in direct violation of that takana's chacham. Our minhag is we don't eat any roasted meat on the night of the Seder. We eat cooked meat. We don't eat roasted meat, but it's based on that. Meaning, initially, the real takana is that you're not allowed to eat a gedim kulas. So we're extra machmir. We don't eat any roasted meat on the night of the seder. But that was deserving of nidui. So says Gemara, why is that not on the list? Why do we only have three? Why didn't we count this one? Because we're saying that there are only three that you find in Mishnayos, and this one is in Nebraisa. Ubmasnis and Leka. The Gemara challenges further. Do you not find other Mishnayos where we are minadal kavod arav vayika hadatanan? What about the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Maseches Kelim that talks about an earthenware oven that became tame and was then shattered, chatach chulios, and was cut into pieces, v'nasan chol ben chulio l'chulia, and there was sand that was placed between each segment of the oven and it was put back together. Reb Lazar says that such an oven is now tar; it's not mekabel tuma because it was attached with sand, and that sand and therefore the oven is no longer considered a kli cheres. It's considered clay adama, which is not makabal tuma, because it's attached together with all the sand. V'cham metam, and v'cham say that it's tame, that if it touches something tame, it's going to become tame, because it initially was a kli cheres, and all the pieces of cheres are still there. It's just being held together by the sand. V'zeu tanur shel achnoi, and this is the old machlokas about the tanur shel achnoi. Achnoi means like a snake that wraps itself around something. So what's the case? May achnoi, where do we have an oven that relates to a snake? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Melamed Shekifu Halachos Kachnoi Zeh V'Timuhu, that the Chachamim, when Rabbi Eliezer was Metaher, the Chachamim surrounded him like a snake slithers around someone, and they started challenging him with rayos like a snake, surrounding a person, and they were metame the oven. So because they were noheg like a snake, it's called Tanur Shalachnoi. That's the famous case of Tanur Shalachnoi. That's Gemara Bamitzia, Daphne and Tess, where the end of the day, where they had this machlokas and they couldn't decide, and the Kosei Beis HaMedrash Yochichu, and the stream should show, and the stream started to flow upstream. Right? That whole discussion was based on this machlokas of Tanur Shalachnoi. V'tanya, Osa Yom Review, Kol Taru Shetir Reb Lazar V'sar from Lefan of L'Basof Birchuhu. That day, they took all of the taros that Reb Lazar was Metaher, and they burnt it in front of him as if it were Truma Temeya, and then they put him in a Nidui. So why don't we bring this case that we find that we're Menadal Kavod Rav, because Reb Lozer was Mezalzel in the Kavod of the Chachamim, so we see that we put him in Nidui. Afilu Hachi Nidui B'Masnis and Lotnan. True, the Tanur Shel Achnoi Machlokas is mentioned in Mishnah. The fact that he was put in Nidui is not mentioned in the Mishnah. That was only an add-on that that the Braisa had. So Ella, so says Gemara, but didn't we originally start this whole conversation by saying that there are 24 places in Mishnayos where we're Menad al Kavod Rav, and we said that they were only able to find three. So how did we get to the number 24? So Rabbi Shimon Levi, Medama Milsa Lemilsa. You have to assume that Rabbi Shimon Levi was comparing one case to another. So anytime he found a major machlokas in the Mishnayos between a Yachid and a Rabbim, or one of the Chachamim speaking very harshly against other Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon Levi assumes that person deserves nidui. nidui, and therefore he counts that on his list of 24, even though it doesn't actually mention nidui. Reb Lazar, lo madam milsa l'milsa, and Reb Lazar, when he counts only three places in Mishnayos for Minad al Kavod Rav, he doesn't compare it to other places. He says three places where we actually find that there is a nidui. No se amita b'chilufein. We then said that those who are carrying the mita and those who switch off and get to carry the mita afterwards. So eshel pnei mita tzarach ben. We said a pata from Kriya Shema. So Tana Rabbanan, in motziyana semei samach l'Kriya Shema. It's not a good idea to start a funeral right near the time of Kriya Shema. We don't want people to lose out on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema when they're being osik in the mace. V'mischilu ein mafsikin. But if they've already begun, then we don't stop the procession. Ein yivar Rav Yosef avku samach l'Kriya Shema. But didn't they take Rav Yosef? Didn't they do Rav Yosef's levaya? Samach l'Kriya Shema says Gemara Adam Chashuv Shaini. For an Adam Chashuv, it's different that even samach l'zman Kriya Shema, they're allowed to do the levaya. Shalpnei mita v'shala achra mita. We said those who are in front of the mita and those who are behind the mita. So es shalpnei mita tzorach ben marpatur shala achra mita tzorach ben archayiv. So tan rabbanim ha'oskim behesped b'zman shameis muta l'fnehem. If they're saying hespedim and the mace is right there in front of them, nishmatim echad echad v'korin. Then those who are listening to the hesped one at a time can walk out of the room and say kriya shema. They're not korei l'fnei mace because that would be a violation of loig l'rash. So they have to slip out one at a time. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that they can't all walk out because that would be a terrible bizayin to the mace. So one at a time they slip out and they say Kriya Shema. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ben Yonah. What about Tefillah? Would they slip out for Tefillah as well? Is it only Kriya Shema that's Daraisa? So different deos in Rishonim. Eina mace mutal v'neim. If the mace is not there, hein yoshvin v'korin v'hu yoshev v'domim. So all the other people have to say Kriya Shema. They stop and say Kriya Shema, and the avel sits there silently. He doesn't say Kriya Shema because they haven't buried the mace yet. He's an onin still. Heim omdin u'muspalim. They get up and daven. V'hu omer u'matzdik alav asadin. And he says the tziduk hadin. V'omer. And he says, Ribon olamim. Harbei chatasi lefenecha v'lo nefratim b'meni yechad min yelef. Yirotam lefenecha Hashem elokeinu shetigdor pirtzoseinu pirtzos kalamcha beis Yisrael berachamim. That I've done many, many sins and I haven't even gotten paid back 1/1000th of what I deserve, of the punishment that I really deserve. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should build up the breaches that we've made and all the breaches of Klal Yisrael. So Amar Abayi, lo mi bayi lulim shlemei marachi. Abayi says that is not the way one should ever speak, that I deserve much more punishment than I got. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, chen tanim shmeid Rabbi Yossi, lo olam al yiftach adam piv l'satan. You don't open your mouth to the satan. You don't give the satan, you know, the satan's going to go in Shemayim, he's going to be makatrik against such a person, and he's going to say, look, I don't even have to make a case. The guy made the case for me. He said that he deserves 1,000 times worse than what he already got. So we don't open up, we don't make the case for the satan. V'amar Rav Yosef Maikra, what's the pasuk? Shenemar kimat kistom hayinu. The pasuk says, when the Anshei Yerushalayim say about themselves after the Churban Ir, they say we were like Sodom and Amorah. That if not for the Rachmanos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should have been totally destroyed like Sodom and Amorah. So once they compared themselves to Sodom and Amorah, Maya Hadluhu Navi. What does the Navi respond? Shimu Dvar Hashem Katzine Sodom. Now the Navi refers to them with the word of Hashem that they are the Katzine Sodom because they're the ones that call themselves that. So now that's the way they're going to be viewed. Min Hashemayim. There is a Chuvas HaRashba where the Rashba writes in Chelek Aleph Simon Tuf, he says that there are segulos or dvarim ne'alamim that we don't really understand how they work. There are certain things that we don't really understand why it should matter. Meaning, why should words matter? I'm going to say that something is that I'm deserving of punishment. That should make it that things should go bad in my that should go badly in my life. Meaning, there's no logical reason that should happen. Birchas hedyot al teikal benecha, killas hedyot al teikal benecha. Dav zayin we had. Why should that matter? Why do words matter? But brisk krusalus vasayim, it's a reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the bria that it matters. We don't know. We don't understand it. We can't explain it. But it is, says the Rashba. That has become part of the teva. That is how some of the achronim explain. One of the mefarshim on the Chayyadim, the Tosefes Chayim on the Chayyadim, explains the minhag that many people have, that most congregations have, that when they say Yizkar, that all the people who have two living parents walk out for Yizkar, because you don't want to al tiftach peh, that you don't want to be involved in a tefillah for people who have lost their parents when your parents are still alive. So people at Bris Krusa Lisvasayim, if you come to say the tefillah by accident because everyone's saying it and you're following along the siddur, that's even worse. That's a Bris Krusa Lisvasayim. Others say in the Sefer Otzer Kal Minhag Yeshurun, they say no, a different reason, because most of the children of are named after their grandparents, their deceased grandparents, so they're going to be maskir the names of the neshamos, and it's going to be the same name as the, you know, as the kid sitting next, you know, sitting next to the father. So that's going to look bad. It's going to look like he's saying the neshama of the living child. So that's another suggestion of why there is such a practice. Rabbi Maurice Lamb, Zichrono Livracha, used to tell me he did not like this minhag. He said, you know, whenever we would walk out by Yiskar, he would say, you know, it's not contagious. You know, so he didn't like this minhag. Rabbi Shulman in Yeshiva University, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University, gave a Musa Shmuz this year, when he made a big point about this is Minhag Yisrael, and this is why we do Minhag Yisrael, we follow Minhag Yisrael. Okay, so that's the minhag. Kavra Sameis V'chazru. So says Gemara, Im Yichol Mahaskil V'ligmar Skula, if they're able to begin and finish the entire Kriya Shema, so they should do so in. Aval Perek Echel, Pasuk Echel, no, but if they're only able to say one paragraph, one Pasuk, then it's not good enough. Uraminu Balask Yustira, Kavra Sameis V'chazru, Michol Mahaskil V'ligmar Afil Perek Echel, Pasuk Echel, that it says that even if you could finish one paragraph, one Pasuk, it's worth beginning for that. So Achinami Kamer, Michol Mahaskil V'ligmar Afil Perek Echel, Afil Pasuk Echel, Ad Shalo Yagil L'Shura Yeschilu. If before they get to the Shura, you can even say one paragraph, one Pasuk, you do say that. V'imlav Lo Yeschilu. Otherwise, you don't begin. Ha'omdim b'shura, amadeh, ha'omdim b'shura. So Tan Rabbanan, shura ha'roa p'nima p'tura. The inner row that sees the avel is potter from Kriyat Shema. She'en roa p'nima chayaves. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Haboyim machmas ha'avel p'turin, machmas atzman chayavin. And no, it's those who are there for the avel, to be menachem the avel, they're potter. But those who are there just because something's going on and they always like to hack around and see what's happening, they're not potter from Kriyat Shema, because they're not really osek in the mitzvah. It's machlokas rishonim whether Rabbi Yehuda is being more machmir or more makelis. He's saying that even if you're in the back rows, where we just said Tanakama said you'd be chayiv no matter what, that you'd be pater if you came in the nachim, or is he saying even if you're in the front rows, where normally you should be pater, that if you just came to see vastatzach, you just came to see, you know, wanted to see what's going on over there, so only then would you be then even then you'd be chayiv. Amruv damarav hamotzi klein bebigdo. If a person is walking in the shuk and he finds shatness in his garments, posh shana filu b'shuk, you remove the garment even in public, even though it's going to be very embarrassing to walk around like that in public. My time, in chachma in tefuna ve'netzel neged Hashem kol makom sheishchel Hashem in chol kin kavod l'rav. We're not interested in a person's own personal kavod when it comes to violation of averos. And wearing shatness is an avera. So meis ve'as gemara, is that true that we don't care about kavod abrios? Kavod as meis ve'chazul v'neim shtei drachim. If they buried someone and then they're on the way back from the cemetery, and there are two paths, Achas Torah v'Achas Tmeah, but b'tahara, if the Avil goes in the Torah path, but in Imo b'tahara, then all the people who are Malavim go in the Torah path, but b'tmeah, but in Imo b'tmeah, Mishum Kvodo, if the Avil goes in the Tameh path, everyone follows. Amai Lemein Chachmein Tvuna L'Neged Hashem. How could it be that if one of the Malavim is a Kohen, that he should go in the Tameh path? Whatever happened to not violating Yisurim just for the honor of another person? So Tirgum Rabbiabu Besa Prast Rabbanan. Now that's talking about where it's not a Tumadar Raisa, where the path is only a base of pras, which is only tamei midrabanan. So that we allow violation of a din drabanan for the sake of kavod abrios, not a violation of a din daraisa. Tamar v'dumar shmol a menafei echad in base of pras v'holich. A person can blow on a base of pras and make sure that there are no bones that are exposed, and he can walk in that area. And you're allowed to rely on that as a proper bedika because it's only tamei midrabanan in the first place. V'amar v'dibarashi mishmei drav base of pras shenidash tahar. If a base of pras has been trampled on, you could also assume it's tahar again, because it's only drabanan, so we have these kulas by Beis HaPras. Tashma says, well, I'll bring you another raya. Dam Rav Lazar Tzadok, midalgun yinu al gabi aronos shel mesim. Rav Lazar Tzadok was a Kohen, and he says, we used to jump over aronos of dead bodies, likras malchei Yisrael, to go greet Jewish kings. V'lo likras malchei Yisrael, b'vadom relafi likras malchei Akum, and not only to greet Jewish kings, even to greet non-Jewish kings. Shem yiska yavkin bin malchei Yisrael and malchei Akum, like we had in Daf Tes, because one day we might be zachem, we might be able to tell the difference between malchei Yisrael and malchei Akum. Amai, but why are they allowed to be metame themselves just to greet a melech? I understand this great covet of brios and going to greet a melech, but you're not allowed to violate an avera for the sake of covet of brios. And so where could the rava? Dam rava dvar Torah. Oh, kol sheyesh b'chal tefach chotzis b'fnei atuma v'shein b'chal tefach ein chotzis b'fnei atuma. On a daraisa level, as long as there's one tefach of airspace above the dead body, the tumah would stop at the lid of the aron. V'rov aronos sheyesh b'chal tefach. Tavach, and most Aronos have that. So the Tumah stops. V'gazal sheyesh ben mishum she'ein ben. It's only Din Drabanan that since sometimes you'll have a very small Aron or a very heavy mace where you don't have the Chalal Tefach, so they made a gzeira that all Aronos are Tamei Midrabanan, but it's only Midrabanan. U'mishum kvod melachim lo gazbu Rabanan. So for the covenant of Brios of the Melech, they weren't, the Rabanan were not gozer. They didn't maintain this Din. Tashma, another Raya. Gadol covenant of Brios shedochas lo seisha b'torah. V'amai le'min chachmein tvunin eitzel negra Hashem. How can you say that Zocha lo seisha b'torah? What happened to the fact that that halacha always has to win? So Targum Rav Bar Shiva, Kamed Rav Kana, Palav de lo sasser. No, we're not talking about a real lo sasser min haTorah. We mean lo sasser, which is the requirement to follow what the Rabbanan say. Sachiko alei, lav de lo sasser doraisi. But what do you mean? That's also a pasuk in the Torah. So Rav Kana, Gav Rabba Milso lo tachiko alei. Don't laugh at someone when he's a Gav Rabba that says something. Kol mili de Rabbanan, asmechinu alav de lo sasser. When we say lav de lo sasser, we mean dinim de Rabbanan, because all dinim de Rabbanan are related to the lav of lo sasser. That's what's the mechayev to follow the Rabbanan. Mishum kvodo shar Rabbanan. For the sake of kavod abrios, the Rabbanan were matir the lav of lo sasser. So Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up from the next Tashma, continuing in this sugya of kavod abrios being docha lo sasser shabbat Torah.